know, I had a chance to see Eli again for half a season. He's having one of his best statistical years. Do you see a difference in him now than what the Eli you saw before?
You know, I think he's very comfortable in the system. It's his second year in it, and with the receivers and with the scheme and so forth, he's healthy. And he's still the same tireless worker, the same guy that prepares thoroughly and meticulously and very, very competitive. And I think it's just a combination of all of his work paying off, hard work paying off, I should say, and being able to be very comfortable and kind of anticipate things maybe a little bit faster and an awareness of what to expect from the defense and what to expect from everyone within the offense. So I think he's very, very comfortable.
Do you still see him? I mean, he's obviously got different pieces around him, mm-hmm. than what he was expecting with Victor Cruz gone, some younger mm-hmm. receivers,
yes.
new receivers. Do you see signs of him making those guys better players?
I think he's very focused on trying to improve, you know, everyone around him, and he's an excellent communicator. Even back from when I was a receiver coach in a different system, he was very, very active in giving feedback to the receivers and to the backs and tight ends about specific things he's looking for, things to trigger the release of the ball and things to anticipate. And so he's an excellent communicator, and he gives them some excellent feedback. I think it helps them to improve. And, of course, they know he's the guy that's getting them the ball, so it probably behooves them to listen. So that works out well.
Sorry, I don't remember this. When you were a receivers coach, was Victor here yet?
Victor came in the year that I became the quarterback coach.
Okay.
Victor was 2010.
So you didn't have a chance to work directly with
him. Yeah, obviously closely from when I was the quarterback coach. Remember when he was that first game in MetLife there,
yes.
in number three,
right.
playing the Jets. And so, yeah, so it was a great, it's very, very very sad for him. I, you know, just heard the news and wish him the very, very best and keeping him, you know, in our prayers. I know he's definitely a guy that's going to work his tail off and try to get better. And hopefully, you know, things will turn out well for him.
Thanks,
that's a great question. You know, we're going to spend a lot of time this week as coaches now that the players are kind of go their separate ways for the week and really take a hard look at what you know, what's gone well, what hasn't gone well, and most importantly, the why. You know, why is it going well? Is it a matter of scheme that we just don't have the right ideas and we're getting out-schemed by the opponents? Or is it the other extreme where we've got some pretty good ideas and we're putting guys in positions, but maybe we're our own worst enemy? You know, whether it's the turnovers, whether it's the penalties, whether it's, you know, some poor decision-making, lack of execution, whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is we've got to take a look at that, and certainly those areas where, you know, Eli feels most comfortable and where he's had the most number of practice reps and he can anticipate things and react and adjust as he adjusts so much in this offense, that's really where we're going to need to focus in our efforts for the rest of the season.
I mean, it looked like you were close on a couple late in the game, too.
Yes, yeah, real tight, real close calls there. Unfortunately, didn't go our way. But there's no doubt that's an area of emphasis we need to get better at, and he'll play a big part in that.
Did you? I saw you getting your picture taken with the Congressional Medal of Honor.
That was impressive. What a hero! I mean, that was so great that he was at the game and to meet him. I mean, that was just my back. You know, hair in the back of my neck stood up. I mean, just so honored to have him there. And I thought it was kind of interesting as he's walking around. There were several service members there, and of course, I believe he was a rank of captain.
Right.
And as he was walking by, there was a colonel and some senior ranking officers, and they salute, because as you know, you salute the medal. So it was just so honored to meet him and thankful for his services with all of our servicemen.
I was surprised he's walking around if you jump on a grenade.
Oh, I know. God bless him.
Yeah.
That's right.